Bayer is one of the latest companies promising to create more American jobs. After a meeting with the Trump team, the German chemical company said yesterday it will add several thousand high-tech positions in the U.S. This comes after General Motors promised a $1 billion investment in the U.S., Hyundai promised $3 billion for manufacturing plants here, and Walmart is talking about its plan for 10,000 new jobs this year. So, would these companies have added these jobs without pressure from the president-elect? Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with Bayer, which is also trying to get government approval for its merger with the seed maker Monsanto. Are these new jobs because of Trump's pressure?
Not all of them, I think it's fair to say. They are white-collar jobs, which is what we are looking for. They're saying they want to add genetic specialists, engineers, data scientists, and that means good-paying jobs. But I think that they certainly plan to keep their headquarters here, and we're probably planning to add these jobs anyway, but sort of trumpeting it at the moment seems like a good idea from a policy perspective. One thing they haven't said, though, is whether there'll be administrative layoffs, so there may not be a net gain here.
It seems like the word trumpeting just took on a whole new meaning there. But what about the other companies we've been talking about, Walmart, Amazon? Were they going to add these jobs anyway?
In a lot of these cases, these companies did have these plans in effect already. Perhaps they sped them up, but Walmart had already announced new store openings. Amazon certainly outlined plans to expand before the election. And I would also say, Jeremy, companies had already been reconsidering the benefits of a stretched out supply chain. You know, quality issues, higher wages in places like China. Had some companies coming back home anyway, but, and I want to emphasize this, but I think it would be wrong to dismiss Trump's impact altogether. These companies understand the environment has changed. We had the Nissan CEO, Carlos Ghosn, speaking to us in Davos today, and he said the message is clear. We are moving from this free trade world to a new situation that we don't fully understand yet, and he certainly thinks that is going to impact future business decisions, and I think other CEOs might agree with him.
Now, when you look at the overall numbers here, though, and we've been hearing about, it's kind of been trickling out every few days. There's another company that says, we're going to create 10,000 new jobs in the U.S., and Trump comes out and says, great, that's because of me. So the New York Times columnist Paul Krugman wrote that an estimated 75,000 people are laid off or fired on an average day. So when Trump talks about saving a few hundred jobs here or 10,000 jobs here, does it make a difference in the larger economy, or is that just, you know, the normal course of business?
I think what we could say is it's symbolic, perhaps, and that's what Trump's grabbing on. It is on the margin. These job gains that we've been hearing out do not make up for the job losses we've experienced, especially when you look at the really hard-hit manufacturing sector. But I think that there has been, again, a change in sentiment. You know, for a long time now, I think it's fair to say rationalizing costs, which is what companies call job cuts, moving to low labor cost centers in the world was good for business, good for shareholders, period, full stop. Trump's introduced some doubt into that equation now. Can he use a bully pulpit to publicly call out companies? That's only going to work for so long, certainly. But economists that I talk to say if he and Congress can combine that with real tax reform and continue to encourage companies to make investments here in the U.S., that could have a lasting economic impact. So right now, perhaps marginal and symbolic, but it could make a difference if they follow it up with policy.
Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.